these down, then I'll show you through the house. Oh, you didn't have to wait outside. Come on in. It's okay, fella.
Well, I don't mind if I do. Nice place you got here.
Well, thank you. Can I offer you something? Coffee, tea, scraps from last night's dinner?
Oh, you're pulling my tail.
Oh! Aren't you a little old for imaginary friends?
Oh, Sophia, I wasn't talking to myself. I was talking to the dog.
Naomi Burt used to talk to woodpeckers. 1,000 volts a day, stop that.
Isn't he adorable? I found him at the market. He was lost. I'm going to keep him till I can find his owner.
Only if he can find his owner before Dorothy gets home. She hates dogs.
Hello. Oh, well, look at the cute little puppy dog. Hello there, honey. Oh, he likes me. He must be a male.
Then you don't mind if he stays here till I find his owner?
Mine, mine. Of course I mind. You can't keep that filthy beast in my house.
Well, I thought you said he was cute.
Well, he is cute, but a dog belongs outdoors in his natural habitat where he's free to roam and lick himself in the privacy of his own doghouse.
He won't be any trouble. I'll keep him in my room till I find his owner. You won't even know he's here.
Oh, well, I suppose it's okay, but we're not the only ones who live here. Dorothy has to say it's okay, too.
Oh, thanks, Blanche.
But if he lifts his leg in this house, I'm rubbing your nose in it.
That seems fair.
Bye, Annie Blanche. Bye, Annie Sophia.
Come on, come on.
I don't know how she gets away with it. If she was my age, she'd be locked up at Shady Pines making boats out of popsicle sticks.
I've had it. I've just had it. In the past few days, I have been turned down for every available part-time job in Dade County that didn't involve selling cocaine.
Oh, Dorothy, it's just so unfair. They shouldn't be allowed to do this to a fine teacher like you.
Well, it's part of the experimental year-round school system. Every teacher is required to take a 10-week leave, and my 10 weeks are now.
This wouldn't have happened if you'd taken the job I wanted you to take.
Ma, you wanted me to be a nun.
Right. It's steady work, they supply the uniform, and you're married to God. At least he's home every night.
Dorothy, maybe it's time you reconsidered working at the museum with me.
Honey, come on, we've had that conversation. The only thing I know about museums is that you shouldn't eat the veal in the cafeteria.
Dorothy, you can't find a job and you need the money. Besides, it might be fun working together.
Well?
Well, nothing. I'm not taking no for an answer. I'm going to set up an interview with Mr. Allen tomorrow.
What was that?
Rose brought a dog home from the supermarket.
What, couldn't she just get stew meat like she usually does?
Dorothy, now don't be upset. The poor little thing was lost. He followed me home.
Oh, come on, Rose, you drive to the market. How did he follow you home? In a taxi?
Looked so hungry and sad, I couldn't just leave him there. I hunted 3 hours for his owner.
I hate dogs, Rose.
Oh, Dorothy, come on. Nobody hates dogs. Oh, please, just for the night, I promise.
Please, Auntie Dorothy. I won't be any trouble, please.
All right, but just for the night.
Oh, thank you, Auntie Dorothy. Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, do you believe this?
Nah, I saw her lips move.
I took several art courses in college, and I've also substituted in art appreciation classes in the public school system. Huh?
Mr. Allen, Dorothy was telling you about her background.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted. It's not every day a man comes home at lunch to find his best friend in bed with his wife.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That must have been quite a shock.
It was. Arthur's never come home at lunch before. He caught me red-handed. Now, where were we?
Mr. Allen, we were talking about art. You know, the thing we hang on the wall here.
What about it?
Well, Dorothy knows a great deal about it. She studied in Rome and she lectured in Paris, and
She has a very keen eye for color and light and form. She's always the first one to compliment me on my wardrobe.
Obviously, Blanche thinks very highly of you.
Yeah, she's dropping off my resume at the Vatican this afternoon.
Pardon me?
No, that's just a little joke to ease the tension of the moment.
Right. Right. I tried to think of something funny to say this afternoon when Art walked in on us. But standing there in my shorts, nothing came to mind.
Mr. Allen. Mr. Allen. Does Dorothy get the job or not?
Oh, sure, I don't care.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Allen. I hope I can live up to your expectations.
Dorothy, what are you doing up so early?
Never mind that. It has been over a week. Now, what is that mutt still doing here?
I know I promised to take him back to the pound yesterday, but he wasn't feeling well. Frankly, Dorothy, I'm a little worried.
Don't worry, it was a hangover.
What?
A hangover from the sherry.
Ma, you gave the dog sherry? That's terrible.
I was having a few sips while I was rinsing out my underwear. It's a little thing I do Mondays and Thursdays only. Anyway, the dog walks in, looks up at me, and I swear it's your Uncle Aldo's face begging me for a drink. So I give the mutt a swallow, but he doesn't know where to stop, also like your Uncle Aldo. So we sing a little Puccini, stretch out on the couch, and take a nap together. All in all, a very pleasant afternoon.
Rose, the dog is drooling on my foot.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Look, Rose, we had an agreement. You told me the dog would be gone by now.
Just one more day, Dorothy. I know I'll find the owner. I have posters all over the neighborhood.
One more day, or I am going to get rid of the dog myself.
I'll take him out to the lanai. Come on, sweetheart. Come on.
Annie, Dorothy. Lighten up.
Morning.
Morning, Annie Blanche.
Oh, still here.
Yeah, one more day, unless Ma decides to take him bar hopping.
How come you dressed so early?
Oh, I told Mr. Allen that I'd come in early today so I could get the press list information ready before lunch.
Dorothy, you're such a treasure. I hope that man appreciates you. Well, you've only been there for a week and you already know almost as much about running that museum as I do.
It's a museum. What's to know? You bang in a nail, you hang up a picture. Any idiot could do that.
Stop bragging, Ma. You're only saying that because I'm your daughter.
Well, I'm very proud of the job you're doing, Dorothy.
Hello. Just a minute. Mr. Allen on the phone.
Oh, well, I wonder what he wants. He's never called me at home before.
And he's not calling you now either. It's for Dorothy.
Oh.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Allen. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, yeah. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, very sweet of you to call. Yes, thank you so much. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
What did he want?
Wanted to thank me for the work that I've been doing on the Hotchkiss project.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Just lovely.
Especially since there wasn't all that much work involved.
Ma, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing with the sherry?
Don't worry. I'm not going to drink it. I was just going to hide it from the door.
Come on, Ma. You expect me to believe that? Promise me you won't drive.
Look who I found.
Ma, what are you doing here?
I brought you your lunch. You left it at home.
Oh, thank you, but you didn't have to come all the way down here.
Ah, it gave me an excuse to put my teeth in.
Well, as long as you're here, would you like a tour?
No, thanks. If I want to look at pictures, I got a photomat. Besides, Rose brought me. She's waiting outside with the dog. Hey, you ever stick your head out of a car window doing 50? What a rush!
Hello! And Who do we have here?
This is my mother, Mrs. Sophia Petrillo. Ma, this is my boss, Mr. Allen.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Petrillo. What brings you to our humble home?
Is he gay?
Come on, honey, I'll walk you to the car.
Goodbye, Mrs. Petrillo. Sorry you didn't have an opportunity to experience our museum. I'd love for you to see my most prized acquisition, a magnificent pair of Gauguins.
What, are you a pervert? I was married for 45 years and never even saw my husband's Gauguins.
I almost forgot the reason I came out to talk to you. Oh, it's about the banquet.
Oh, now, don't you worry about a thing, Mr. Allen. I love to throw a party. You just leave everything to me.
Well, actually, Blanche, I've decided to leave everything to Dorothy.
Excuse me?
I want to put Dorothy in charge of all the arrangements for the banquet. You won't have to do a thing. That way you have all your time free to devote to the exhibition.
But, Mr. Allen, the banquet, I'd always assumed that I was going to handle it.
Well, you were, Blanche. But that was before we found Dorothy. Tell her I want to see her when she gets back.
Hello. Dorothy isn't here. She was arrested on tomorrow's charge this morning. Mm-hmm. I know, you just never know, do you? Have a nice day.
Give me a break. The Digel's on the bottom shelf. You! Come on. That does it. Come on, out. Come on. Come on. Out. Move it. Out. Right now. Oh, come on. Now, this isn't fair. Come on. Now, I'm not falling for those big, sad eyes and floppy ears and wet nose. The last time I did it ended in divorce. And Stan couldn't even catch a frisbee in his teeth. Oh, listen. Honey, it's not a personal thing. Now, I don't hate you. As a matter of fact, I once had a dog. A schnauzer named Wawa. Yeah, well, I know that sounds strange, but you see, my daughter was only two when she named him during a walk, and I figured between that and number one, Wawa was the hands-down winner. He was the greatest dog in the world, a present company excluded. Oh, I loved that dog. He was always with me. I thought I'd never be able to get along without him, and one day he died. I cried for a week. And I decided then I would never, ever go through that again. So you see, it's not... Oh, my God, I've just spilled my guts to someone who drinks out of a toilet. Listen, I'm sorry, you are out of here. One Wawa in my life was enough. Look, I have had it with that disgusting dog. I have tolerated him as long as I can. He's got to go.
But Dorothy...
No buts, Rose.
Well, okay, but I'll need a few more days.
All right. A few more days, and that is it. Get me a doggy bone.
I don't know, Dorothy. I don't think you deserve one.
Rose, not for me. It's to lure that mutt out of my room.
That's okay. I'll get him off.
Boy, Aunt Dorothy, certainly a grouch.
Oh, you couldn't sleep either, huh?
No, I guess it must be the knife in my back.
Come again?
I wasn't going to say anything about this, Dorothy, but I won't be able to sleep until I do. I feel that you have backed me into a corner. And when I am backed into a corner, I come out fighting like a wildcat.
Unless I've had too much to drink, in which case I slide down the wall and make mad passionate love on the carpet.
Blanche, what the hell are you talking about?
You stole the closing banquet of the only art show I've ever put together in my entire life.
I did not steal your banquet. Mr. Allen assigned it to me.
And why? Why should he give it to you and not to me? I'm the one who's been working there for 5 years. I'm the one who's been wearing low-cut blouses and picking up pencils off the floor. I'm the one he always gropes at the annual Christmas party.
And they picked Sandra Day O'Connor over you?
Well, I'm not taking this sitting down, Dorothy. When it comes to art, you cannot hold a candle to me. So why don't you give me back my clothes and banquet before you go and mess everything up?
You listen to me. Mr. Allen gave me that banquet, and I intend to take charge of it, regardless of your childish insecurities.
Childish? Who are you calling childish?
Who are you calling a backstabber?
Girls, I think this little fella better stick around a while.
Get rid of him.
I think he's coming down with the flu.
Oh, who cares?
Don't explain, Rose. I used to live with a couple of bitches myself.
Dorothy, is Blanche around?
No, she hasn't come in yet.
Good. Then we can talk about the banquet. How's everything going?
Just fine. She doesn't suspect a thing.
I can't wait to see her face when she finds out the banquet is to honor her for all the good work she's done around
here. I can't either.
Well, I'm going to finish the speech I'm writing for Blanche's party. When it's done, I'd like you to take a look at it.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Mr. Allen.
Be happy to, Mr. Allen.
My, Dorothy, aren't we licking boots a little early this morning?
I had a light breakfast. Here's your mail.
Why don't you just tell me what's in it?
What?
Well, haven't you already steamed it open or held it up to the light?
Well, please, Blanche, I have a lot of work to get done before lunch.
Well, please don't let little old ineffectual, insignificant me get between you and your work.
Thank you.
After all, I wouldn't want to come between your lips and Mr. Allen's behind.
Blanche, that does it. That does it. I have had it. Now listen, up until the time we started working together, you were my best friend. The reason we were such good friends was because you trusted me. Now all of a sudden, I don't know, you think I'm some other person, someone who'd stab you in the back. I am not that person. Blanche, I am still your best friend, whether or not you think so.
Dorothy, I've been acting like such a fool. I don't know what in the hell got into me. Oh, I know you'd never hide anything behind my back. Please forgive me, Dorothy. Please, Dorothy. Please, please.
You really hurt my feelings. I don't know.
Dorothy, please, this thing is just tearing me up. I'm a mess. I know you can't tell it from the way I look, but it's true.
Okay, Blanche. I forgive you.
Oh.
Dorothy, I've got the thing I want you to look over.
Oh, the thing. Fine, I'll look at it later. So, Blanche, where would you like to have lunch today, hmm?
How about that new pizza place on the corner?
Great.
Dorothy?
Yes, Blanche.
What was that thing Mr. Allen just gave you?
What thing?
That thing you just put in your drawer.
Oh, that thing. It's nothing, believe me.
If it's nothing, let me see it.
You know something? I am really very hungry. What do you say we go out and get that pizza now?
It's 9:15. I don't want a pizza. I want to see that thing.
I'm sorry, Blanche, you can't.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because it's none of your business.
None of my business. I will have you know that before you came to work here, honey, everything was my business. Now show me that paper.
I'm sorry, Blanche, I can't.
I knew you'd been hiding something. You no good backstabbing Jezebel. I demand you show me that paper.
I'm sorry, flattery won't work.
I'll tell you what won't work, honey. That's you and me here in the same office. Stealing that banquet from me was bad enough, but when you start hiding things from me, you have gone too far. If you want this job that bad that you have to lie and cheat and sneak around, then you can have it. I quit.
you going to get mad?
No. You want to play another hand?
Nah, if you don't get mad, you take the fun out of it. You still upset about Blanche?
Yes, Ma.
Tell her a cockamamie banquet is for her and get it over with.
I can't. I was sworn to secrecy. Hi, Blanche.
Eat dirt and die, trash.
Just hold it right there, Blanche.
Look, you stay out of this, Ma.
That banquet you're so mad about, they're throwing it in your honor.
What?
Ma, I told you it was a secret.
Your secret, not mine.
Is this true?
Yes, it is.
And now that you feel like the dirt you wanted my daughter to eat, I think I'll go into the kitchen and have a nice hard candy.
Dorothy, I don't know what to say.
I understand, Blanche.
Oh, no, you don't. I used to think I was a miracle worker, that nobody could do what I do at the museum. And then you came along and learned my job in less than a week, and I realized any idiot can do what I do.
And you were afraid that you couldn't find the right words to apologize.
There are no right words, Dorothy. Words cannot begin to ease the pain I've inflicted on you. But I want to do something to make it up to you. I want to give you something personal, something from the heart. The most beautiful thing I own to the most beautiful person I know. Let me see, I guess that would be my emerald earrings. I'm sure as hell I'm not going to give you those. But I do want to give you something, something special and something personal. I know. How about a personal check for $75? And on the bottom, I'm going to write, because I was a big, fat jerk.
Blanche, I don't want your check.
Dorothy, please, I am trying desperately to find some way to tell you I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, I will take the check, but I'm not going to cash it. I'm going to keep it as a reminder for the next time you behave like a big, fat jerk.
Okay.
Oh. Honey, you sure you're going to be able to pretend to be surprised at that banquet?
Oh, of course. I pretended to be a virgin half a dozen times.
Girls, I've got great news. I found the dog's owner.
Oh, how did you know it was his owner?
Well, he recognized the dog from the picture, and the dog came to him when he called him.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad he found his owner.
Dorothy... Why, are you crying?
No, I just have something in my eye.
That's dog love in your eyes.
All right, I admit it. I love dogs. It just breaks my heart that dog is gone.
I know. I felt the same way when I dropped him off. That's why I stopped at the animal shelter. Come on in, guys. Come on, guys.